Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, last night, the Senate voted to repeal a decades-old law in Illinois that requires a parent be notified when a minor seeks an abortion. They would get rid of that parental notification. It's going to go to the House next, and to help us understand all that, we're joined by Margaret Croak, a Democratic representative from the city of Chicago, the 12th District. Representative, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Steve.
So are you in favor of this law, this bill?
Yeah, I support the law, and I'm also a co-sponsor.
Oh, very fantastic. So I should point out that currently a minor can get an abortion without the consent of a parent. The current law only requires that the parent be notified. Is that correct?
Yes. So it does not change. It does not change a minor's ability to get that health care, but it is removing this barrier of requiring the parental consent, parental notification.
Why is it that this is necessary?
So the way I look at it, and I think that this is where people have some difficulties, is we think about our own home life and we think about our own children and our own families, but we have situations, unfortunately, in our state where a parent or legal guardian is a young woman's abuser. And we are asking for that young person to either go get notify their parent and potentially put themselves at risk, and or go to a judicial bypass process, which delays their ability to get this safe procedure, either through a medication abortion or a surgical abortion, asking them to basically relive that trauma in front of a judge and then get permission to waive their parental notification.
We're talking to State Representative Margaret Croak about this move to rescind Illinois' requirement that minors notify, not get the consent of, but notify parents before they get an abortion. How many kids are we talking about a year in this case that would that this would apply to?
So I don't know the year number, but I can tell you that there's been a little over 500 young women who have received a judicial bypass for parental notification. And I do want to say young women, because I know we're saying minors, but there's no requirement that young men notify their parents if they were to get a young woman pregnant. So my son, he's two, obviously, but let's say he's a teenager, he would not have to notify me if he got a young woman pregnant. And I feel like that is, we are targeting young women in this case because of that.
That's a legitimate point. I understand that. Now, I want to play for you a piece of sound from legislator Jill Tracy, a Republican, who brings up the Republicans argue, you know, that this gets in the way between parents and children. And, well, let's just listen to what the representative has to say.
A pregnant 14-year-old girl does not have the emotional maturity to deal with the implications of her decision alone. No matter what choice she makes, her decision will have lifelong physical and mental consequences, and she needs her caregivers, her parents, to be aware of those decisions so that they can provide the appropriate support.
That's legislator Jill Tracy. We're talking to State Representative Margaret Croak. Representative, what do you make of that?
Again, I think that the senator is talking about maybe her own family situation or her friends and family where you have a positive relationship with your parent. That's not always the case. We have to look at this more holistically. We have to look at all of the young women of Illinois and not just nuclear family positive situations.
But I think the concern,
so I would argue,
is, in fairness, that it would still apply to her minor daughter, should she have one. I've had two daughters. It would have applied to my daughters, even if I thought I had a good relationship. So while there are individuals who certainly are in troubled situations, the law applies to all kids, all women, young women, and all their parents. I mean, I don't know how you would single them out or sort that out, but the fact is that even parents with good relationships with their children, their daughters, might have a confused young daughter who does this without their help or their support.
I think that if we're talking about young women, so they should be allowed to control their health care, and it is their bodies, and
even at 14?
Yes, I believe even at 14, yes. And I would say, too, that in the judicial bypass process, 99.5% of the young women who go in front of a judge receive that bypass. So if we're also just looking at the policy is just a barrier. The judges are not denying young women the ability to have parental notification. The policy itself is not good policy.
I understand. So what you're saying is that the young women who didn't want to get consent from their parent and went to court to get it, they almost always get it.
Yes, 99.5% of the time. So it's really just a barrier. And sometimes it can be time sensitive. We're talking about potentially days or weeks where you could have received a medication abortion if you're under 10 weeks. But because of this judicial bypass process, maybe you're looking at that 11-week period, and now you have to have a surgical abortion, which is obviously safe and legal. It's just that that's another component to be thinking about, the timeline of these things.
State Representative Margaret Croak is a Democrat from the 12th District here in Chicago. You know, I my own opinion out of it, I mean, I understand how these women in troubled situations need assistance, but I also have concerns that there would be a 14-year-old in a somewhat healthy relationship who might be scared to death and might have loving, supportive parents at home, be scared to death and sort of move into this now where they might not have otherwise. Calm my concerns there.
You're concerned that a woman will go receive an abortion instead of telling her parents and then receiving the abortion?
I'm concerned that a 15-year-old girl who finds herself impregnated is probably has her head spinning, is completely scared and frightened, and she might rush into something that consideration with her parents might help her through, whether it's having the abortion or not having the abortion, just having the support of her parents.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is a counseling component to this process, and to the bill itself. So a young woman could receive and choose to receive counseling, and she'll also receive resources with whatever healthcare provider that she goes and sees. So I would say that that conversation for a young woman who may be 15 doesn't necessarily have to be with her parents. She can also receive that counseling from someone who is potentially a healthcare provider. And those conversations will occur. And yes, there should be some counseling component to this, and that is included in the bill.
You mentioned your 2-year-old son. Do you look at your son when you think of these situations? I would imagine you must.
Of course. It's hard for me to say when I'm passing any type of legislation that I don't think about my own personal situation. And I think that can be a good thing. I think you can use that to do good. But I also have to take in the fact that I don't just represent people who are living in my similar family situation. I have to think about all of the people of Illinois. And in this case, even if I had a baby girl, I would need to think about all of the young women in Illinois, not just my own baby girl.
State Representative Margaret Croak, it's always nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, Steve.
You bet. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to make our way into the newsroom, but after that, I want to hear from you. What do you think about this idea? She raises some fair points about people who are in rough situations, but there are others who aren't. Interested in your view. 312-981-7200. You can text or get on the phone line now. We'll take your phone calls coming up after a check of the news with Lauren Lapka. It's Chicago's Afternoon News, 21 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock pregame for the Blackhawks as they get set to win game number one for their season. They're still in search of that first win. Okay, a few minutes ago we talked to State Representative Margaret Croak about this move. She's the co-sponsor of a bill in the House. It passed the Senate last night where young women or girls no longer would have to inform their parents before getting an abortion. They already don't need their consent. This just requires informing the parents, and that would be lifted. I asked the representative about families who are fairly healthy and are concerned about a young girl who might just be very scared and do something that, well, she could use her parents' support or her parents' wisdom with this?
I think that if we're talking about young women, so they should be allowed to control their healthcare, and it is their bodies, and
even at 14?
Yes, I believe even at 14, yes. And I would say, too, that in the judicial bypass process, 99.5% of the young women who go in front of a judge receive that bypass. So if we're also just looking at the policy is just a barrier. The judges are not denying young women the ability to have parental notification. The policy itself is not good policy.
Now, supporters say this bill is needed for the cases of where a young girl is raped or impregnated by a relative, something to that effect, where it would not be safe for them to inform their parents before the procedure. I'm interested in what you think. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Text from 847. I'm blown away that as a public radio station, you support a child getting a medical procedure without a parent being aware. Well, we didn't. We talked to a legislator, who supports that. The radio station certainly doesn't take a stand on it. I don't think I did either. 312-981-7200. We'll start with Megan in St. Charles. Megan, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What are your thoughts on this?
Where do I start? So anyway, sorry.
That's okay. No worries.
I just to let you know my experience with the subject. I was a child.
Megan, hey Megan,
got an abortion.
Megan, yeah, you're in a safe spot here. I'm not going to jump on you. It's okay to tell your story, please.
Okay, thank you. So I got an abortion at 15, and without my parents' knowledge. And, from my experience, it was emotionally, it's way too much for a teenager to be able to handle on their own. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not something that they can process with their friends or, and I don't know that, I think there was a comment made about, they would be getting, these girls would be getting that from like their
some other counseling, right.
Yeah, and I don't know, I mean, unless that's written into the bill that is something that they have to be with a counselor, I don't think that a discussion with a doctor is going to help them with emotionally processing it and moving forward, just how they, for better or worse, live with this huge decision that they've made for themselves.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful today.
Okay.
I've processed it through counseling and with my parents. And, now I have to say I'm in a really good place. I'm also the mother of four daughters. So from a mother's standpoint, I can't imagine any of my girls going through something like that without me with them.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why didn't you talk to your parents about it?
I was scared.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We had a wonderful relationship, but I was, who knows? I mean, when you're 15 years old and you find out you're pregnant, that's, in your mind, that's the end of the world. Your parents are going to disown you. You have no other options. And in reality, that was absolutely not the case.
Yeah, we're talking to Megan here about this state legislative bill that likely will become a law. I'm curious, too, as to how you obtain the procedure without notifying your parents or getting their consent.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I didn't even know that was something that...
How long ago, Megan?
This was 20 some years ago. Mm. So I'm not sure how long it's been that this has been on the books for, but so in the mid-90s, I guess, I called, I made an appointment, a friend drove me. Nobody ever asked about my parents.
Interesting. Megan, I really appreciate the fact that you called. It sounds like you're a good mom, and you're going to be tested with four daughters. Here they come.
Yes, I already am.
Thank you for calling. Well, how about that for a story? I'm so glad to hear she's doing well. We're going to visit with Mary Vandeveld, then continue to take your calls. The state legislature is poised to pass a bill that would remove the notification area of the law when it comes to abortions for minors in the state of Illinois. No longer is consent needed, but notification is. That could soon go away. We'll take your phone calls, 312-981-7200. First, Mary's got to look at the weather and the drive home. Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. 21 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock. Lauren Lapka, make that 11 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. Lauren will have the news coming up. The subject on the table is this bill in Springfield that would remove the parental notification requirement for young girls and women getting an abortion. A lot of you are texting about consent. There's no longer consent required. It's just notification. But I'm interested in what you have to say. Nick has called from New Lenox. Nick, welcome to the Afternoon News.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I mean, if my child is at soccer practice, falls and breaks a wrist, they're not. If somebody brings her to the hospital, there's no way that they're going to treat her without my consent.
Okay.
I mean, or a car accident. So how in the world can we justify getting a medical procedure like this, whether it's actual procedure or the pill, whatever? How can anybody stand by and say a 14-year-old is capable of doing that without a parent?
I understand.
I can hear it in your voice. You agree with me.
Well, I understand your situation, and I've had these discussions for a long time, but consider the extreme that Representative Croak was talking about, someone who may have been molested or assaulted and is not in a safe situation with their family. What would you do in that case, Nick?
Well, I mean, if that only means anything if it's one of the family members, and in that case, well, then there should be some kind of an alternative. If that's the case, if they have to go in front of a judge to
which is the alternative now. Which is they can go in front of a judge now, but it is an added hardship for someone who's going through and has been through a lot, right? You'll give them that.
Oh, absolutely. But at 14, they're not capable of doing any of the above.
Yeah.
I mean, at the age of 14 or 13, for that matter.
Listen.
Or 17. 17.
Or 34 sometimes. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, absolutely.
312-981-7200. We will turn to Ann in West Dundee. Ann, welcome to WGN.
Hi. I like listening to your radio program because always makes me think, and it's always something so relevant, you know, the topics you talk about. But anyway, my thought is, if you know what's going on in the state legislature, if they are going to allow young girls, young women that are really children to have abortions without parental consent.
Well, that's already... I'm going to interrupt you, Ann, because that's already the law. Consent is gone. They don't need consent. It's notification.
All right. Well, to me, that begs the question then, at what age are these young women allowed to seek birth control, like birth control pills, without parental consent? I just think that... that's something to think about, and I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe when you're 14 or 15, you can go and get birth control pills, and your parents don't have to be made aware of that or have to give their approval.
I appreciate the call, and good thoughts. I think as far as birth control, it's pretty young these days. But I'm glad you participated, and I'm glad you listened to the show. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. So there is that. We'll watch because Representative Croak told me that the House could vote on it as soon as today. So we certainly will keep you posted. I know Lauren Lapka is watching that too.